Many students will be traveling back home to their families this week to enjoy a nice Thanksgiving meal, but there is also a large segment of Milwaukee students that are not as fortunate. A recent study revealed that many MATC students are homeless. Angelina Moshe Salazar reports.
Dr. Michael Rosen taught economics for 29 years at MATC, and he says that one day in class, they were discussing the book Evicted.
And I was talking about it, and one student, an older student, started to distinguish between the deserving poor and the undeserving poor. And another student who was a good student in the class, a young African-American male, raised his hand, and he said, "Well, I don't understand what you mean by the undeserving poor. I'm homeless."
Rosen was shocked.
I had no idea he was homeless.
It turns out the student's mother had lost her job and then lost their house because she couldn't pay the mortgage.
And he told the class that he had been couch surfing for 2 years, going to school, getting good grades, and just moving from one friend's couch to the other.
And that student is not alone. A recent MATC study by Student Services found that almost 20% of MATC students experience homelessness. Rosen says that number may seem high to some people, but that's because they have a narrow perception of what homelessness is.
When people think of homelessness, they think, particularly among students, they think only of people who are out on the street.
But Rosen says homelessness is a much broader category that includes students who are, yes, living in their cars, but who are also couch surfing, like the student he had in class. According to him, the students in these situations are often working and have federal assistance from the government. It just isn't enough to cover all the costs.
It's not as if these students are simply looking for a handout. They are trying to do everything they can to succeed academically and to succeed economically, but frankly, the cards are stacked against them.
In comparison to other students in Milwaukee, Rosen says homelessness is a problem that acutely affects MATC students because of their socioeconomic backgrounds and their age.
Many of the students are from impoverished backgrounds. They're coming from families that lack adequate resources to help them. The average age of MATC students is 29 or 30, and many of them are parents. Many of them are single mothers.
Rosen recalls the story of one mother.
A woman was homeless, couldn't find a place, and with her two children, ages 9 and 11. And so she moved in. She had to move in with her sister, and she and her children were sleeping on the couch. Well, a lot of people might not consider that homeless, but it's really homelessness because they don't have a home.
The problem isn't getting better. Rosen is now the head of FAST Fund, an economic emergency fund for MATC students. And he says last year they helped out 157 students. This year, they're expecting to surpass those numbers. And there are multiple ways that people can help struggling students, aside from contributing to the fund created to help students directly. According to Rosen, people can also volunteer their time.
All hands on deck is kind of our motto. So anybody who wants to help us, help MATC students succeed, we would be grateful for whatever help they can offer.
Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.